Here's a little message just to let you know. You're listening to Radio, Radio. This is the Cliff Howarth Radio Show. Okay, that intro music tells us it is time for the Gezi. And those who've been asking, that music is actually Two Black Sheep and One Too Many Gins from their latest album, The Earth Below, which is a brilliant album as well. So, with me in the studio this evening, I have got Rob Jones and Rob White. And good evening, fellas.
Hi, Cliff.
Good evening, Cliff.
How are you doing?
Okay, thank you.
Good, good. Right, well, before we go any further, okay, for anybody who doesn't know Rob Jones and Rob White, I'm going to play one of their songs for you, just as an intro to this part of the Gezi. This is the brilliant Monday to Sunday. So if you've never heard of the guys before, that's who they are. That was the fantastic Monday to Sunday. And in front of me now, the guys are going to tell us a little bit about the history of how, first of all, how did you get together? How did you meet?
We met at school.
Okay.
Literally almost the first day of school.
Right.
And we went through infants and juniors and secondary school together.
Wow.
And then went on to what was St. Cath's College together after that. As well, so yeah,
flipping out.
Go back a long way.
That is a long way.
It is indeed.
And you stay friends ever since.
So we've known each other for, without giving our ages away, 50 years.
Wow. I was going to say you don't look that old, but...
Yeah. Well, on radio, we probably don't.
Same here, same here. Everyone thinks I'm 29, or I'm 30. Anyway, yeah, so, okay, so you've known each other such a long time. So your background with music then, how you've known each other since kids. When did you start to play music together? And
when we were 14.
Right.
And I used to go around to Rob's. For the odd game of Subutio.
Mm-hmm. Been there, done that.
Yes. Yeah. I always won.
And Rob was playing a record that his auntie had lent him, which was Simon and Garfunkel's Greatest Hits. And we had a good listen to it and we loved it.
Yeah.
And that's really where I got the inkling that I wanted to play guitar and to sing and to write songs.
Well, I think you were sort of, you just started to learn guitar at that time, hadn't you? And then obviously the Simon Garfunkel record came along. Well, say it came along, it was about 40 years old. But and yeah, we just started singing Simon Garfunkel songs together. I think that was really how it started. So my Auntie Joyce is the one to blame.
And we got a good reception in school from our music teacher.
All right.
Who then let us perform in the school concerts.
Oh, that's cool.
Because we went to Anfield Comprehensive. Oh, as
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
I had a really good school band that we were both part of.
Mm-hmm.
But then he started to let us do our featured Rob and Rob spots in the concert.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I think if you can get a school that's, especially a teacher who's into music and into what, you know, and gives you that opportunity, that's brilliant. I can always remember doing music in school for us at first. It was, you know, I used to hate it. And although I love music, I used to hate the music lessons because they were boring. And then we got a Portuguese music teacher called Mrs. Alvarez who came in and started doing all this stuff with us. And she was playing piano and singing, and it was just unreal, absolutely unreal. Took her to another level, and then you think, wow.
Yeah, there's tons.
It can be good.
Yeah, tons of research has been done showing that the study of music can enhance your education in every other subject.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, our music teacher gave us our first sort of big break, as Rob just said. We sang at a Christmas concert back in 1980.
Yeah.
Several days after John Lennon was murdered.
Right, yeah.
And I think we were due to sing Hey Jude. We were singing a Beatles song, and then obviously, unfortunately, the Lennon incident occurred.
Yeah,
and we ended up singing Imagine at the Christmas concert. And I always remember my mum saying, she was sitting in the audience, petrified that we were going to make fools of ourselves, you know. And she was right, we did.
I'm sure you didn't.
Yeah, so that was. Yeah, it was quite a strange
time. What were the other kids like at that time, or with what you were doing? Because, I mean, I know kids can be horrible. I mean, were they good?
Yeah,
supportive?
They were good, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Because you get a lot of jealousy. I know from my background is in sports and schools, and you used to get, if there was a really good kid, there'd be a lot of people would be, like, really jealous of them, and you think, and why? You know, if someone's got the talent, you should be supporting them and made up for them.
We used to spend all our time up in the music department anyway, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
With all the rest of the musos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably the rest of the school hated us.
Yeah. possibly, yeah. Okay, so that's quite interesting, really, that you go back that far together and that's how you got going. That's brilliant.
Well, yeah, we've been singing together for 40 years.
Wow.
Hopefully we'll get it right one day.
You've got it right now, mate, believe me. So you've been working on some new stuff. You've sent me a couple of songs in. So tell us a bit about that, about what you're doing there.
Okay, well, as you heard with Monday to Sunday,
yeah.
Even though we're essentially an acoustic duo,
yeah.
And we normally perform just with the two voices and the guitar, when we record, in the past we've often brought in our musical friends to play all the complicated guitar bits and the drums and the like.
Yeah.
But we've been working on a purely acoustic album.
Okay.
Because we do a lot of gigs with the Liverpool Acoustic Group.
Yeah.
And so we thought we'd do something that reflected our current sort of stage sound.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mostly just the two of us.
Okay.
And that's what we've been working on for the past few years.
Okay. Okay.
Hopefully it'll be finished any day now.
Okay, well, you say you've sent me a couple of songs in, so I'm going to play one of them now. This first one I'm going to play, In the Meantime of My Days.
Yeah.
Yep, okay, so tell us a little bit about that before I play it. What's the story behind that one?
The story behind it, basically, it's just a lovely little finger-picked acoustic song.
Okay.
Unusually for us, it's pretty much harmonised straight from the beginning, so it's two voices throughout most of it.
Okay.
As I was working on it, I came to the middle bit and I thought, this needs something here. And a thought occurred to me where we could be a bit cheeky. And a little nod to our initial heroes, mm-hmm. of Simon & Garfunkel. So we cheekily borrowed the Lila Lie refrain.
Okay.
So that appears in the middle of the song as a little nod to Simon & Garfunkel.
Okay, well, let's have a listen to that one.
In the meantime of my days, you are never far away. There in every second thought, there in all the songs you brought, in the meantime of my days, across the seasons of my year, memories fade and disappear. In the days before goodbye, everything was simplified, across the seasons of my year. When all indications were positive, I expected alternatives every time. La 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 la. 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 Positive, I expected alternatives every time. Now that all is said and done, I'm wondering what has become of the promises we made, walking in the rain parade, now that all is said and done. Was a time that I was blessed with the fortune I possess, in the meantime of my days.
Absolutely beautiful. In the meantime of my days. I was going to say from Simon & Garfunkel, and I nearly did. Rob Jones and Rob White.
And you spotted it.
Sounding brilliant, and thank you. Thank you so much to those who've sent me messages in as well, saying that they're enjoying listening to the guy, so thank you for that. So, that's going to appear on EP, album?
Hopefully an album, yeah.
Okay.
Which we've got the title for. It's just going to be called Minor Poems in Minor Keys.
Okay, that's a cool title. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've got another song from that we're going to play a little bit later on as well. So we've had a couple of questions that have come in for the guys as well. And if you do have a question for Rob and Rob, then send it to us and I'll see if I can ask the guys. So, one that I've been asked here, have you ever covered any of the Everly Brothers songs?
Yes.
There you go. Answered for you in a nutshell. Come on then, what did you do?
Well, we have done quite a few, actually. We've done Let It Be Me, which is one of my favourite Everly Brothers songs.
Mm-hmm.
We've done Crying in the Rain.
Cool song.
Bye Bye
Love. Walk Right Back.
Yeah.
Wake Up Little Susie.
Wake Up Little Susie, yeah. So we have done a few.
Did you used to do them like when you started off getting gigs, or did you do
when we started off? Yeah, we even though we wrote We had to go writing our own songs from the very start.
Yeah.
Initially, we didn't just play covers, yeah.
Yeah.
Until, I think that's a common thing, until you get confidence in your own material, you know. Yeah.
Our first professional gig was supporting Father Francis, who was the singing monk.
Is he winding me up, or is this true?
No, it's just true.
It's true. It was our first professional engagement at Our Lady Immaculate Social Club in Everton.
Okay.
And basically, no one was listening to us whatsoever. And Father Francis strode angrily onto the stage, grabbed the microphone, and said, "These two are just starting out. Please listen to them. If you don't shut up, I won't be singing for you either."
Fantastic.
And then he walked off. And
fantastic.
And I think did the trick, actually.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Good old Father Francis. Good wherever he is now.
Good on him indeed. I could do with taking him around a few gigs with me that I'd go to.
We could do with him now, to be honest.
Oh, do you know? I know. It must be. I mean, it's annoying for me, as someone going to watch somebody that I've paid to see, when people around me are talking. So for the artist, it must be even more annoying. And I know I've told this tale before, but there's a few people who I've seen who've actually pulled people up for what they're doing. And the best one was Mike Scott from the Waterboys, and went to see in Leeds, and after about 15 minutes of this guy talking in about the third row, he just stopped and told him in no uncertain terms to get out. And everyone around clapped, and he did. He went out. Mm-hmm. It was made up. But yeah, it is so annoying.
Wasn't Father Francis.
Yeah, I know, yeah. That's the question that we had through, and I've covered the other one about doing covers. So obviously you started off doing covers. How do you go about writing your songs then?
Okay, there's no sort of set way for me personally. Normally it's just pick up the guitar, find something that sounds good,
mm-hmm.
or the other angle is start with a lyrical phrase. And then just try and weld the two together, but I don't have a set way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But improvisation is a great way to start, I find.
Yeah. I mean, do you write together, or is it just you?
It's just me. And of course, the big moment is when I run the song by Rob, first of all.
I was going to say, you wait for Rob's approval.
Yeah, which I always get.
There'd be trouble if you didn't, wouldn't there? But no, that's interesting how you go about it. Recording-wise, where have you been recording your latest stuff?
Well, the track you just listened to there, I was recorded at Crosstown Studios.
Ah, the famous Crosstown.
Yes.
Mr. Lawton.
John Lawton, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was
a man in demand. You've done well to get him, because everybody's after John Lawton.
Yeah.
Great man.
He's great, isn't he?
But Monday to Sunday was recorded in a place called Bus Stop Studios in Lee.
Okay.
That was in the 90s, so it might not be there anymore.
It's probably not there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then prior to that, we recorded in a studio that is definitely not there anymore. It's called Alchemy Studios.
Off London Road. Yeah. All right, okay. Crosstown.
We actually recorded in Amazon Studios as well.
Did you?
We did.
First
famous
recording.
Amazon?
Yeah. First recording we ever made was in Amazon Studios, and strangely enough, Ian McCulloch was in there.
Was he?
They were recording Ocean Rain at the time.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. Because we were having a break, and I said to Rob, "I'm sure that sounds like the Bunnymen." And then as we were sitting there, in strode Mr. McCulloch with his
Mac
cup
on,
of tea.
Probably.
And the Daily Express, bizarrely. I don't know
really?
Why he was reading the Daily Express. Yeah.
Oh, my days.
Disappointing. But,
Yeah. Probably, it's probably Siggy hanging out of his mouth as well. He went to my school, Ian McCulloch.
He was
in the sixth form, and I don't know what year I was in. He's a couple of years older than me. Used to see him striding across the cricket field, and even then he had a long coat on. And
was it Allsop?
He was. He went to Allsop.
Yeah.
And his younger sister, Julie, was in my class from nursery up through juniors as well.
Yeah.
Because I lived in Norris Green, and he lived across the road. I think it was Parthen and Drive
Okay. Ocean Rain's a great album.
Oh, Ocean Rain, fabulous, absolutely fabulous. I say I played the Bunnymen because I mean I'd love them. I've seen them many, many times, but their song was on Ashes to Ashes. I thought, right, I'm going to play that. I'm going to play another song that you sent in for as well. I love the title of this one, Lark Lane in the Rain. Superb, I love it. So I'm going to play this one, and then we'll have a little chat after this.
in the meantime of my days.
Okay, Wide Awake people who have noticed that was not Lark Lane in the Rain. It sounds very much like that. It sounds very much, here it is.
And I remain just me and the rain, the loneliest by far. So many ways that things could be, but one way that they are.
Worth waiting for the absolutely lovely Lark Lane in the Rain. Okay, so tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, musically, you're saying before about starting from the point of maybe playing the guitar. I made an effort to try and improve my guitar playing, which I'm sure your listeners will be very pleased to hear. And I took a bit of time out to try and learn David Graham's Angie.
Okay.
And Bookends by Simon and Garfunkel. And that song has its musical roots in those two pieces,
mm-hmm.
sort of little things I picked up from those two. And lyrically, the title, again, your listeners might be surprised by this, but I actually studied music, and there was a piece by the early 20th century American composer called Charles Ives,
mm-hmm.
Which is called Central Park in the Dark.
Mm.
And I always liked that title. So Lark Lane in the Rain is a nod to Charles Ives.
Cool.
But we've got some history at Lark Lane. Okay. When we were students, we had a 4-night-a-week residency in the Que Pasa.
Oh, right.
It's a Mexican, in those days, a Mexican restaurant. And we'd be stuck in the corner. And we used to play for 3 hours. We were allowed a 5-minute break every hour. And for the 3 hours, we'd get the princely sum of £5 each.
Oh, my
And
word.
A Mexican meal.
At a Mexican
if
meal.
If the boss wasn't in, yeah.
Oh.
But it was good discipline.
Yeah.
You know, and we always joke about it as being our Hamburg.
Mm-hmm. But I was going to mention that because they were pretty much on the same kind of thing, weren't they?
Yeah.
Playing around the clock, but yeah.
Not well, quite the same as Hamburg.
No. It's great experience and stuff, though, I suppose. It's all stuff along the way. That all helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, guitar playing wise, I mean, Did you get guitar lessons, or how did you get self-taught?
I started on the piano.
Did you?
I play piano as well.
Yeah, right.
But started on piano lessons when I was 7.
Okay.
Taught by a lady with a famous name. If you're a Liverpool fan, her name is Mrs. Raisbeck, And she was the daughter-in-law of the great Alex Raceback, who's Liverpool's first great captain. And she was my piano teacher. I self-taught on the guitar. And I did once go for a single guitar lesson. And I've been playing for about 6 years at the time. And I made the decision I'd try and improve. Went along. The teacher said, would you like to play something for me? So I played my version of Angie by Davy Graham. And he said, yeah, that's really good. He said, but don't bother coming back. He said, I can't teach you. I said, what do you mean? He said, your little finger. And of course, when I finger pick, I rest my little finger on the guitar, sort of anchors my hand. And he said, that's totally wrong. Bad technique.
Really?
Don't bother coming back. So that was my one guitar lesson.
Oh, my word. What does he know? Flipping heck.
Well, he knows what bad technique is, I suppose.
Really, that was flipping heck. That sounds like, well, I don't think I'd have liked him anyway. Bad as sounds to me, sounds he was horrible. right, okay. So I want to talk to you a little bit about gigs and stuff. I mean, I've seen you playing a couple of times, and you've got some gigs coming up, or you've certainly got a gig coming up, which is at Blackburn House.
That's right, yeah.
Friday 27th September, 8 o'clock. £3, that can't be right. That's got to be a typo. That's
sorry, it should be 30. I'm
going to say, there's a zero missing off that. £3.
Bargain, I know.
Dear me. I was just telling my brother earlier as well, the people complaining on Twitter about the price of Elvis Costello's tickets for his London gigs over £100. So there you go. Cheapest chips, £3. So if you're looking for somewhere to go, Friday the 27th of September, Blackburn House, which is a bit of a cool place to play as well. I saw the pictures from last time you played there, a couple of videos.
We've only played there once before.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Back in May, it was great. It was one of the best gigs we've done for a long time. Great atmosphere, great crowd. We really enjoyed it, didn't we? And
yes, we did. Yes, just the two of us, acoustic night.
Okay, and that's city centre somewhere.
It's up by Lipper. It's up by Faulkner Street.
I remember googling it one time. Yeah. Okay, so if people want to go to that, they just go and pay on the door. They don't need to get tickets in advance, do they?
No.
Fabulous. Okay. You want to find out any more about that as well, you can go to Rob's Twitter and Facebook page. You're on Facebook and Twitter, so you can have a little look on there as well. Rob and Rob. Is it just down as Rob and Rob?
I think it's there.
It's on there.
Put your glasses on.
Right. I was right. Rob and Rob. Rob underscore and underscore Rob is your Twitter handle. And your Facebook is www.facebook.com/Rob Jones and Rob White. There you go. Have a little look, have a listen, and get onto them. And if you're looking for somewhere to go, get along there and see these guys playing live. I've seen them and they are fabulous. Okay, right. So plans for the rest of the year after that. What have you got?
Hopefully a bit more recording.
Okay.
And then we're preparing. We're hopefully going to be playing at the Philharmonic Music Room in February.
Oh, brilliant.
It's part of the Liverpool Acoustic Duos night.
Great, because I was at that one this year and it was absolutely brilliant.
We're playing the next one, hopefully.
Fabulous. It's such a great place to play. The sound in there is amazing. It's so good. I used to go there when it was upstairs. It was called the Rodwell Suite, but since they've made that music room, it's so much better.
I went to see Damien Dempsey there.
Oh, right.
That's the only time I've been there. And I just thought, what a great
it's
venue.
Great.
Really.
It's
and I did actually think at the time, it'd be a great place for us to play.
It would.
Well,
that duo's thing they did was, I think, we did a scene on that. Visions of Albion were on there, who I've had here on the show. And it's the first time that I've seen them, and I was just gobsmacked how cool they sounded.
Yeah.
And I say again, the acoustics and everything there is spot on. So that's I'll be made up if you're playing that.
We're really looking forward to that.
That'll be good. And getting into Crosstown, finishing off your stuff with John as well. You haven't got any sort of deadline on that or anything? Or?
No, it's been a bit ongoing.
Well, you can do it.
But we're nearly there.
Good. We're nearly there.
Good. Well, that's good to hear. So thank you so much for coming in tonight. I'm going to finish with another one of your songs, some of the work which I've played before on the show and I've been asked to play. So Rob Jones and Rob White, thank you so much for coming in to Vintage Radio
thank
this
you,
evening
Cliff. It's been lovely to see
fantastic
you.
It's been great to see you guys, and this has been a bit of an ill-fated one because every time we've tried to do this, something's happened. So I'm just so glad to get it done.
We've nearly made it
to the end. I'm going to play one more song. and hopefully you can come back again once you've finished doing your recording. Come and play live for us in the studio, and I look forward to that as well.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Expressed here on the radio show are solely mine and not necessarily those of Vintage Radio.
This is Vintage Radio.